fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Diabetes is the fastest growing health condition of our time that affects many Australians. Awareness is essential for recognition to seek diagnosis for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And to talk to us today about the new campaign in light of National Diabetes Week, which we're in right now, is Carly Luff, a diabetes educator from Diabetes WA. Welcome to the MAG.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Happy National Diabetes Week. We were just talking about And we were just talking about how busy it's been this week and how much has been going on.
Yeah, it's certainly been a busy week. We've had a lot going on social media-wise and really trying to spread the message of it's about time. It's about time is really about raising awareness of the signs and symptoms of type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, because sometimes these signs and symptoms can be missed and people can become quite unwell. So it is important if people do recognise any of the signs and symptoms that they do seek help and perhaps see their doctor.
All right, well, let's talk about the two different types of diabetes. You've got diabetes 1 and 2. What's the difference?
So they are very different. They have very different causes. So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition. Basically, the cells in the pancreas that usually produce insulin are destroyed, so the body no longer has insulin. When the body doesn't have insulin, it basically can't use glucose for fuel in the cells, so someone will be very tired because they don't have any glucose for energy in the cells. And that's an autoimmune condition, so we don't really know what the triggers are, but basically someone's born with a genetic link, and then there's an unknown environmental factor that will trigger that condition off. Whereas type 2 diabetes, there's a bit more going on. There are certainly some risk factors that people can't change, like their age and their family history, because there's still a genetic link there. But then there are risk factors you can change, like your weight, your eating habits, your physical activity levels as well. Because usually what happens in type 2 diabetes to begin with is the cells are resistant to that insulin. So people with type 2 will have insulin there, but the glucose still can't get into the cells because it's not working properly.
Okay, so type 1 is the one where you see people having to sometimes inject insulin into themselves, and type 2 is the other one.
Yes and no. Type 1 diabetes, from the get-go, people will need to inject themselves, and that's done with an insulin pen or a pump.
Mm-hmm.
But then people with type 2 diabetes, they can manage their diabetes with lifestyle changes, perhaps some oral tablet medications, but then there are still quite a high majority of people with type 2 may require insulin injections as well.
Okay, that's a myth busted for me, because I thought it was only just type 1 that needed it. There you go, we're all learning something during National Diabetes Week. Well, let's talk about the new campaign. What's the focus all around?
So the focus is around, I guess, noticing those first signs and symptoms, and perhaps bringing awareness to the wider community as well, because I've certainly heard of stories where perhaps other people have noticed signs and symptoms in people, particularly children, and then the parents will go and get, you know, a checkup, or the person themselves will be more aware and they'll get a checkup. So generally we talk about the four T's. So before I was mentioning that we use glucose for energy. Now, if someone is developing diabetes, then the glucose is all sitting in the blood and there's no energy in the cells, so they can become quite tired, which can be the first T. They may notice they're going to the toilet a lot more, and because of that may be thirsty. The body will try and basically fix itself by perhaps going to the toilet a lot more and getting rid of glucose that way, but unfortunately it doesn't really work like that, so people notice they might be getting up more throughout the night, or even going to the toilet more throughout the day, and then wanting to drink a lot more because of that. And then they may notice that they also lose weight. So when the body doesn't have enough energy, it'll start to break down fat, so they may lose weight. And I guess the other thing to point out as well is in type 2 diabetes, there may not necessarily be those signs and symptoms. It can happen gradually and slowly in the background. So once someone is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they may have had type 2 for a lot longer than that diagnosis date, because their blood glucose levels may be higher than the healthy levels, which means it may still be causing some damage to the body, but the glucose isn't high enough to cause signs and symptoms, so it's often missed for a lot of the time as well.
On Fit or Happier right now, we're talking to Carly Luff, a diabetes educator from Diabetes WA, because it is National Diabetes Week. Now, Carly, we were just saying the differences between, and that it's not very easily detected sometimes in some cases, but how can we get tested for it?
So getting checked for diabetes is really quite simple. If you're over 40, the risk is higher, because the risk for type 2 does increase as we age. So it's important that people do go for their regular checkups with the GP, and it can be done via a blood test. So usually the GP will send you off for a few different blood tests. They can test your fasting blood glucose and also an average of your blood glucose over the last 3 months, and that's a HbA1c. So it really should be part of a usual checkup to make sure that nothing's happening in the background, I guess.
And I guess it's something that you can keep on top of if you know, and going regularly for that kind of stuff.
Definitely. And it can be prevented. Well, type 2 can be prevented. So picking it up earlier, when the blood glucose levels are starting to perhaps slightly increase, you can turn that around.
And so if you get type 2, you can, as you said, work on it. Is it something that can go away? Like, if you've been diagnosed with type 2, can you rid yourself of it?
Very topical, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I guess there are a few different words thrown around, and generally the way we phrase it is that you can manage the symptoms, which are the blood glucose levels, and people can find they can do that with modifying their diet and their exercise, particularly if it's picked up early. Mm-hmm. So, but it may come back later on down the track as you age.
Okay.
So I guess the answer is majority yes. You can certainly make a lot of changes to help.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, I guess. But then type 1 is for life.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Cool. Okay, another question of mine answered. Now, let's talk about what we can do for people who have been diagnosed with diabetes and what's out there for them.
So there's a lot out there for them. So at Diabetes WA, we do run group programs. We also have a helpline, and we also do run programs, like general awareness programs in the community as well. Then it's also important that someone living with diabetes is engaging with their healthcare professionals, so whether that means attending their appointments with their GP, their diabetes educator, perhaps a dietitian, exercise physiologist, so that they're getting the support they need. And it's also important to point out that it can be very overwhelming living with diabetes, so it's useful for the person to have a think about what's really going to support them, because everyone's different. It could be that their family is their supporter, it could be that their friends are, so it's really about just, I guess, thinking about what's going to help the person living with diabetes as well.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Fitter Happier today to give us a little bit more of an insight. And I guess, well, the week's almost over, but there's so many places that people can go to get more information if they need to. One of them is diabeteswa.com.au, or that helpline you were talking about is 1300 001 88.
880.
I'm missing a number. I was missing a number. Again, that number is 1300 001 880. Carly, thank you so much for coming on the MAG.
Thank you.